Hello, it's WWCFM College Park. My name is Ashton. This is Rage. This year we do one thing only, and that is rage. And I have had something of a rough morning, so we're going to try and get all of that catharsis out in the studio today. Today's theme is entirely new music. Nothing before 2026. We're only playing new releases from, I would say, up and coming, but there's plenty of well-established bands in here, but a lot of up and comers as well, to try and, you know, put a spotlight on some underrated stuff. I honestly, TBH, really struggled with this playlist. I was thinking about maybe kind of branching out and playing some different genres. You know, I wanted to head back to my roots, like to what we were playing on digital a lot of the time, and play some cybergrind, some digital hardcore, some more weird stuff. But it started feeling disjointed. It didn't feel like it really fit. And so this is honestly much more of just like a straightforward hardcore show than I thought it would be. I wanted this to be more diverse than it is. But that's not a problem. We've got some fantastic songs in here. I'm very excited to have a lovely time with everybody. Before we do any of that, I gotta play a PSA. What is it going to be today? Will it be Farmer's Market or FCA? I have bars, low-key. Okay, we're gonna play Farmer's Market.
The University of Maryland Farmer's Market can be found weekly at Taz Plaza. There are an abundance of producer-only vendors and a cooking demonstration, with free samples hosted every week at noon. You can find everything from fresh bread, locally grown produce, popcorn, to lip balm, and local animal products. The market runs every Wednesday, rain or shine, from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. during the spring season from April to May and fall season from August to November.
All right, now with that out of the way, let's jump right into this. The exigence, as it were, for this theme was that Lintworm put out a new record, and I've played them a little bit on this show. I absolutely love them. Really weird, chaotic, experimental, like, death grind, power violence with like some math core. They do a lot. They're from Belgium. I am all over this new record. And then I saw some other like new things that have been bumping recently. I was like, you know what? Maybe I should just do a show of entirely new music. And that's where it came from. So we are going to listen to the dulcet tones of Cherries by Lintworm. I just realized I don't have aux plugged in. Oh my God, I'm so unprofessional. Jesus, how many semesters has it been? 5? I'm still forgetting things. Good Lord.
I got cherries left and right.
That was Ominous by Pain Directive, a band that I haven't thought about in ages, but they finally put out some music after, God, years. Actually, okay, that single is from, like, 2024, but I remember listening to their split with Bruiser when it came out. I'm pretty sure I played that on air when it came out. Back in, yeah, February 2023. Wow, okay, it's been 3 years, essentially, for Pain Directive, and I don't think they exist anymore, technically. They might have broken up, and this was, like, their kind of, like, last hurrah. Okay, I'll fact check that. I'm just making claims now. But really into this tape. It's really fun. Great band. I've seen them. Their guitarist gave me a sticker. I'm trying to remember when that was. Oh my god. It was at Rhizome. I remember. That was the day I met Pachi of WVU 92 The Moose, another fantastic radio station. Me and Tegan were like sitting around at Rhizome after Pain Directive. Oh my god, it feels like it was a million years ago. Anyway, this is a song that's also a re-release. This has been re-recorded like a bunch of times, but this is the incredible See You Next Tuesday with their classic 8 Dead, 9 If You Count the Fetus. That was Ecstasy by Portrayal of Guilt, and before that, Dead Weights and Clean Slates by Remembrance, brand new screamo out of Charlottesville. Luna put me onto them. Well, no, I was aware of them before, and then Luna texted me the other day and was like, you know Remembrance? And I was like, yeah, I've heard of them. They're like, they're really good. So, I'm playing them on the show, because I had found out that they released some new music. Up next, more screamo. We're gonna have a little bit of, we're gonna have screamo time. Do you want to have screamo time with me? Come to screamo time with me. This is, I mean, these guys are so amazing. This is Perpetual Motion Disease by just one of the most, like, qualified and professional sounding bands, Islet.
We'll be right back.
That was Bad Faith by Converge, and before that, Bad Seed by Crouch. I'm really into the new Converge record. I'm very, very excited to be saying that I will hopefully be seeing them in Baltimore with Poison the Well in April, mostly because absolutely everybody from Metalheads of Maryland is going to that, so I might actually be able to secure a ride. Here's hoping. I wanted to put one of the new Poison the Well songs on here, but to be honest, I don't like them that much. And I'm really worried that I'm going to go see them, and they're going to mostly play stuff on the new record, and I'm not going to enjoy it. But I'm being so for real. I think they saw the Deftones Grammy nom and were like, oh, we could do that, because it sounds exactly like that record. And they got the guy who produced... It doesn't matter. They've been working with the same producer for ages, and he was great. He made the song sound great, and they got this new dude who works with, like, slop core bands. And it sounds like slop. It's slop. It's lame. I'm not with it. But that being said, I would still be very, very, very excited to see Poison the Well. My boyfriend saw Poison the Well and said that they were quite good. So hopefully they'll still rip. One can only assume. Anyways, up next, Purging Visions by Healing Wound. That was Still Suffer from the new unreleased Terror record. Oh my god, why is my brain completely empty? That goes out to Veda, my excellent friend Veda, whose first hardcore show was Terror. Girl, when she told me this, I got mad. My first hardcore show was two really horrendous bands. One band that was like fine and one that was incredible, but it was a bunch of no-name locals. It was a Positive Force show. It was at St. Stephen's, actually. The band that was really, really good was Black Matter Device, who I have not seen since. They like never tour, they never play out. They're from Richmond, and they just make the most insane, like ridiculous head spinning mathcore you've ever heard in your life. It's like if you put Converge in a particle accelerator. They are unbelievable. And I will take any chance to see them. If they ever play up here again, I have to be there. Before that, you heard, okay, so it's Caretaker, but backwards. So it's R-E-K-A-T-E-R-A, capital C, by the incredible Kicked in the Head by a Horse. I know I just played these guys on air as well, but they're really good. They're from Pittsburgh. I've been on to a lot of Pittsburgh bands lately. I made a new friend who lives up there. A friend from, this is so embarrassing, a friend from Tumblr who lives up there. So shout out Dumpster Bassist. And there's this other band, Switch Hitter, from around there that I've been on a lot. The only band with a sports themed name that I will allow. Anyways, up next, we've got Baltimore Screamo Heads Grail with FYMS.
We'll be right back.
That was Mercy Whip 2 by Mercy Whip. I have to take the time to demonstrate that I'm not better than a fight riff. I like to act like I get on my high horse and act like I'm so intelligent and I only listen to cool guy hardcore. No, that's not true. I want breakdowns. I want this. I want that. I want to feel like a tough guy, even though I am literally 5'6". That, I mean, I do sometimes feel ridiculous listening to this kind of music that's like super masculine and aggressive, knowing that I am tiny and ridiculous. But I have a very strong appreciation of it. I am not better than it. Speaking of, we've got some real fighters. This is an excellent band. I just saw them, having only seen them once before, all the way back when they, like, one of their first ever shows in, at Rhizome. This is the Incredible Backlash from DC. First time I saw them was right off the release of their first EP. This is the first song from their new second EP, from about a month ago. This is Something Blue by Backlash. Wait, this is not the first song. Did I say this was the first song? I lied. I'm a liar.
Right.
That was Right Here, Right Now by Will Cope. Fantastic Lithuanian, like, experimental sludge violence band, I guess. And before that, Die In It by Cover S-Word. I can't say that word on air, but great band. Up next, I gotta skip out, so we're gonna do the outro, and then I'm gonna play for you the incredible Angel Dust and their song Cold to the Touch, because I have had this song stuck in my head ever since seeing them last Friday, which was an absolutely incredible show. Got to see so many friends, meet some new friends, take some excellent pictures, all of which you'll be able to find on my Instagram, crashdummy.press, or go follow my main cr.ash.dummy and look in my tagged folder. Really, really amazing show and a great band. And I've got an article coming out about that experience soon. You'll be able to find it on the WMUC website. So if you go to wmuc.umd.edu and click articles, and it'll be there when I finish it tonight, probably. For some reason, I've had a really hard time kind of like organizing my thoughts about that night. But anyway, you've been listening to Rage Room. My name is Ash. And as always, we might be too late to save the world, but we can still get revenge. I hope you have a wonderful day.
1, 2, 3, 4, no!
closer and closer to you, baby, I'm dying to find you.